Her hands touched the swell beneath her breasts protectively as a roar went up from the Dothraki. "Rego!" they screamed. "Rego! Rego! Rego!" The name was still ringing in her ears as Khal Drogo led her from the pit. His blood riders fell in behind them. A procession followed them out onto the God's Way, the broad grassy road that ran through the heart of Vaes Dothrak, from the Horse Gate to the Mother of Mountains. The crones of the Dashkaleen came first, with their eunuchs and slaves. Some supported themselves with tall carved staffs as they struggled along on ancient, shaking legs, whilst others walked as proud as any horse lord. Each of the old women had been a Khaleesi once, when their lord husbands died and a new Khal took his place at the front of his riders, with a new Khaleesi mounted beside him. They were sent here to reign over the vast Dothraki nation. Even the mightiest of Khals bowed to the wisdom and authority of the Dashkaleen. Still, it gave Danny the shivers to think that one day she might be sent to join them, whether she willed it or no. Behind the wise women came the others, Khal Ogo and his son, the Kalaka Fogo, Khal Jomo and his wives, the chief men of Drogo's Khalasar, Danny's handmaids, the Khal's servants and slaves, and more.